This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
See, Kyle gets it now. That's what, yeah, that's.
You call for the music, you.
It's a sad day, man.
It is?
It's a sad day. I mean, it's just, you know what it is? It's the reality that a lot more is going to change than we anticipate.
Of course.
Yeah, and it's, we had a nice run, man, and it's unfortunate that the dynasty that we thought we were building is not going to happen.
Well, I wouldn't go that far yet.
Well, yeah, I would.
This is a big monkey wrench in the plans.
The reason why I say that is this. Because there's going to be some familiar faces. There's going to be some individuals that won't be on this team.
Well, no, they won't.
They're not going to be here.
I think back to 2 years ago. If they want to win again, and we want to get this thing right back to where it was a year ago, Howie's going to have to be bold. Howie and Jeff. I mean, they were bold 2 years ago. They went and got Vic Fangio, which was a home run, and they got Saquon Barkley. Like, that is two franchise-changing kind of moves in one offseason that catapulted them to a Super Bowl. Do they have two more in them? And where are they? Is that coordinator? Is it a certain player? I mean, I don't know what it is, but I know this. What we just saw this year, obviously, is not going to work. And one of the moves this offseason, obviously, could be the future of A.J. Brown, which is now, and I think all year it's been a question if he's going to be back. But yesterday, if it was the end, it was quite a dud with the drops and then leaving. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni on what he was thinking during that sideline situation.
Yeah, I was trying to get him off the field, because we were about to punt, and that was really it. So I love AJ. I think he knows how I feel about him. I have a special relationship with him. We've probably went through every emotion you can possibly have together. We've laughed together. We've cried together. We've yelled at each other. We're both emotional. I was trying to get him off the field, and that happens in this game. That happens in this game, but I love him.
Hugh, what'd you make of the situation as it happened live?
Nick needs to just calm his butt down, man. You can't run up on nobody like that in an emotional game like that. I know you're an emotional coach. I just feel like you have to know who you're dealing with. Now, I'm an emotional person. And, you know, I told you my daughter be punking me on a regular.
Oh, with the dishes?
With the dishes, yeah. And everything. I know if I run up on her a certain way that I have to be prepared for the backlash because I know who I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. So instead of me taking the more direct route,
I'll on the air.
I'll talk about her on the air when she ain't listening. You know what I mean? Because I don't want that smoke. Because I already know what's going to happen with that. And you got to know that's who AJ is at his core. You didn't, in that moment, it didn't have to be addressed right away, in my opinion.
So he was frustrated because AJ was taking long to get off the field. Yeah. He didn't want a penalty. I get that. But it also didn't lead to a penalty, right? The offense was coming off the field. So to your point, he could, I mean, there was time there for him to let emotions die down and then go over to him and be like, come on, man, we got to get off the field.
Yeah.
It seemed like he ran up on him like at that moment and it caused the whole thing. It
you happened. Know who to run up on, Joe. You can't be running up on everybody.
That's why I try not to run up on anyone. Let's hear from Michael Strahan halftime on Fox. This happened right before the half. Here was his take in the moment.
I don't understand why Sirianni's running down there and yelling at one of his star players, A.J. Brown. You know, A.J. Brown wanted to get involved in the game, I'm pretty sure. Hadn't seen the ball. They took two big shots with him and didn't catch either one. Maybe he said, get me a shot, and the coach said, okay, you had your chance. You better catch the ball next time. But I don't understand why you do that in the middle of a game like this, because I don't think that brings out the best in your player.
No,
I just don't think. I think it takes away from your play. I think it takes away from the attitude of the team and the energy of the team.
Been a long year.
But the crazy thing is, even with all of that, this team is still able to win games with all of this, what we perceive as internal dysfunction. But that was just, in my opinion, as a player, I wouldn't have taken it very well from my coach on the sideline.
Yeah, it didn't look good. I mean, whatever. I mean, of all the Sirianni nonsense on the sidelines over the years, it is probably towards the bottom of that. But not a great look. I mean, it's just... It's who this head coach is. He's emotional. They, as Strahan was saying, they usually win the game. Yesterday they didn't. I didn't love it. As far as AJ goes, though, now moving forward, do you think he's on the team next year?
Nope. And that's me recklessly speculating.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know
what's
funny? Let me tell you, because I got a lot of text messages from my friends that played, some of my friends that played, some of my friends in the business, and, you know, just fans. And I'm on my way home, and it was after the last drop. When the game was almost over.
The one in the last drive, yeah.
Yes. And they basically said, AJ can't be here next year. And I was riding home, and that's why one of the main reasons why I've tried not to say a whole lot, kind of stay off of social media, because I want to kind of gather my thoughts and not have them, you know, polluted by what other people are saying.
Yeah.
You know, but I want to kind of get a feel for what's going on.
Sure.
It was reinforced by his actions after the game. You know, when you hear that he walked around the locker room and he hugged everybody, and then he left. So that, to me, reminds me of when I was in Jacksonville, and we were in Atlanta, and we played the last game, and I just flamed the whole squad.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You pulled a Brown, or Brown pulled a Douglas?
I pulled like a Nas. I went ether on him. I went Nas ether. And I was like, I don't want to be here. And I was like, I want to, you know, but I let it be known. I don't want to be here, and I don't plan on being back or something to that effect. But, yeah, it kind of felt the same way. It kind of felt like that, but here's the thing. They're probably, you know, Coach Sirianni saying all the right things. It's a conversation that's being had. I'm feeling like it's probably going to be more him than the team, so they'll mutually part ways.
Yeah, I mean, I felt they should have traded him at the deadline in retrospect. I remember we did the show in November after Rando Janky or whatever that guy's name is.
Rando, Janky, Rondo.
Yeah,
same thing.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I said then, like, they should have just traded this guy. I mean, he's this AJ season was a disaster. Can we call it for what it is?
Rando Janky is crazy.
It was a disaster class of a season by AJ Brown.
Rando Janky is crazy. That is crazy work.
It's kind of disrespectful.
Whatever, you know what I'm talking about. The stream.
Oh man.
They should have traded him in the season when this whole thing went bad. His whole year was a joke.
What a day.
Yeah.
What a day.
Yep. I don't think he's here next year. And I don't know what they get for him. Can they get a two? Or is this gonna be a third round?
I don't know.
Pick?
I didn't even think about that. I'm just like, damn, this about to change, man. This thing about to change.
I mean, isn't his value like at its lowest?
But we're gonna run this back for another year? After he walked out?
Janky.
Yeah. His playoff game was two drops, if not three, depending on how you look at the one of them. Right, at least two drops. Yelled at the coach and left without talking.
I saw it.
My God, that's a disaster. It. All right, let's go to DeMond in Delco. What's up, DeMond?
Yo, good morning, y'all.
Good afternoon. What's up, DeMond?
Oh man, listen, I want to say I love my squad very much. I don't believe that this year was our year. I felt it in the beginning. It wasn't our year.
Clearly not.
And my first phone call, my first week to y'all, I blamed, what's his name? Petullo.
Yes,
I blamed
Petullo.
Him from the beginning, and I called y'all, harassed y'all every week after that and said Petullo. And so when it all boiled down to said everything else, I don't care. And really, and Nick Sirianni, too, because here's what I want to say about Nick real quick. Remember when we first looked for a coach? We knew that Nick was not our first choice, right? and we really didn't want him. We also knew that based upon who Howie and them picked, it seemed like he was a puppet. It seemed like he was just put in his place, you know what I mean? He was a puppet. So then we gave him the rings, right? I mean, the rings organization as far as calling and plays and that sort. We said he couldn't do it. So now we had to hire in dudes to help him along. Nick is a good, what's that, motivator and things of that sort. But through this year, it's real ironic, as I can say, because we played some good teams. We had a hard schedule. But guess what else those good teams had? Offensive coordinators mm-hmm. and good coaches. And it's like, we playing them, and we look at our stuff. I'm like, yo, what in the world? I'm like, this is crazy because, for the most part, we had these we had the same players last year. So you're trying to tell me that all these players all of a sudden got dumb and fell off a cliff? Are you serious? No. It's coaching, man. Now, the players got something to do with it. Now, I ain't going to – my man, y'all know I love Jalen. He got something to do with it. I'm not taking him off the chipping block. My man AJ dropping the passes and talking trash all year long, yeah, he's going to be gone. He definitely going to be gone for sure. But I blame a lot of it on the head coaches, man, Petullo and this dude Sirianni, because he's a puppet. He don't do nothing. And even when they showed the plays, and I'm going to let y'all speak right to this, they showed Chicago last plays. They showed Green Bay, Chicago last play. Then they showed Scott who it was or somebody else. But
the Rams and Panthers at the end of the games. Yeah.
And they show how they took a timeout or whatever, but they offensive coordinators threw up something. San Fran, they have nobody, man. I could have been out there playing with them dudes, and this dude's drawing up plays for me. Like, really and truly, man, it was our design, our things, right, that we didn't draw up to get our guys open, man, because we had the same guys last year.
Devon, I'm with you, and I hear you, and Devon, good phone call. Do we realize every time we have the Petullo thing, it's really a Sirianni thing? Like, they're never going to have – if they ever stumble into the next Shanahan or next McVay as a coordinator, he's going to be gone in a year because the whole league will see it, and they're going to hire him. Or Ben Johnson, right? Like, I don't know what they do, Hugh, but if we want a new coordinator that's smart and innovative, then someone's going to take him and hire him as the head coach. It feels like we're on a hamster wheel with Sirianni because he doesn't call the plays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never going to lead to year by year by year excellent offense. It's going to be one good, one bad, one good, one bad. I think it's difficult. And I know he's had enough success that, like, someone coming out and saying fire Sirianni feels silly. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
But I don't know how we get what we want the way we're doing it. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, that's the reality. I think that's why I feel the way that I do, because I feel like there's going to be drastic changes. Because, for example, like I said, I've been talking to Shady, and Shady, you know, said what he said last night. If it's Jalen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast, but Afi nutritious for dinner.
When Afi's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on, and it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
For example, they're probably trying to figure out how they can move on from Jalen.
Of course they are.
And now we're getting another quarterback, whether that be, you know, somebody threw out Joe Burrow or somebody
more
else.
More likely a draft pick.
Yes. Yeah. We're basically starting over. And that's the scary part about it. That's the part that has the pit in my stomach that has me not able to eat today because that's what we're talking
about.
Can
I make you feel better?
No.
I'm going to try.
You will try.
I'm going to try.
You can try. I don't think you're going to make me feel better, though.
I don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But as I look forward with this team, with all the talent they have on defense that's young, right? And still, you would think some players on the offense still got some wheels left, some tread left on the tires, right? Mm-hmm. Don't the Eagles look like a team that's set up, if they had a cheap quarterback, to extend their window? I mean, weren't the Niners in a position similar to the Eagles 4 or 5 years ago? Jimmy Garoppolo was good, but kind of towards mediocre.
I get your point.
And then they found Brock Purdy. And it happened by accident, right? Like, they didn't think it was Purdy. But they found Purdy. He was better than Garoppolo. And it's extended their window. Like, when Garoppolo went from... Because he took him to that first Super Bowl in 2019. And he started to decline in 21, 22. It looked like, uh-oh, what are they going to do? And then they found Brock Purdy. And they're still good as we go into 26. So I get it. It is very worrisome if they think they need a new quarterback. Unless they find a new quarterback. I don't know. I mean... If they draft a quarterback and he could play, this window could be extended for a long time. It doesn't have to be over.
I mean, but it just ain't, you know.
I know, I'm trying to help you.
No, I know you are. And it just, I always thought it was going to be Jalen for the next foreseeable future.
I think everyone did.
And that's me. I don't know for sure. Let me pull that back because I don't want anybody to think, somebody just listening.
Too late.
Thinking that. I think
headlines are being written.
Yeah, I don't want nobody to think that. But the reality is, this is going to change a lot. Like, Lane is probably not going to be here next year with everything that he's been dealing with. This team is going to change, man. It has to. You can't go into this next year with it being what it is. You can't.
How much do you think the Lane thing hurt them yesterday? I mean, I don't think Fred played bad.
I don't think it hurt that much.
You think there was a little mental letdown? I mean, it was like they were getting him back, and then all of a sudden they weren't getting him back.
I would say... No.
Okay.
I would say because, and the reason why I say that, Joe, is because the team knows more than we do.
Yeah, and before
they always
we do.
Yeah, they know more than
sure.
we do. So there's a chance that they knew way before we did. And the guys were preparing as such. So I'm going to say no.
That was a wild Eagles inside of the year kind of battle for the Lane Johnson news.
Yeah.
When Jay Glazer had the swelling, I was like, Jay's right. I mean, he's
yeah.
That's probably not good. All right, let's go to Ryan up next on WIP. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, studio?
Hey, Ryan.
What's up, man?
Hey, so I just want to – I know we've been talking about AJ and Jalen, but at the end of the day, attitude reflects leadership. And the leadership, I think, ultimately failed the team. Because you can see all season long that AJ and Jalen were unhappy. And at what point during the season did that reflect the game last night? Because we all seen that Jalen ended up throwing the ball to AJ, and after that whole Sirianni thing, like, we just know at the end of the day that I think AJ is gone, to be honest. And who are we going to fill that spot? And I haven't heard anybody talk about it yet. What about Tyree Key? He's been sitting in there, and he's never really even played with the ones and twos. So why not give him a shot?
That's a good question, man. But I think that. Just say hypothetically, we're hypothetical, that Tanner McKee, as he's been in the system, I don't think that they feel comfortable building a franchise around him. I think it has to be something that's going to get this franchise. Because right now, and I'm speaking from a position of we just lost and we're still in that post-mortem phase.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets the fan base charge right now. I think if you're going to move on from Jalen Hurts, as accomplished as he is, I hate to say it, but it has to be somebody of the caliber of a Joe Burrow.
I was waiting for you to spit it out.
I know. I mean,
I was waiting.
Finally got there.
I mean, no, it only
saying,
took all these
I'm just saying,
months.
Let's keep it a bean, because this team still has Super Bowl aspirations. Yep. Now, there's going to be some new pieces on here, but what we've seen in the past is – Howie does a great job of getting those free agents and coming in and plug and play guys. So if we're recklessly speculating, because that's what we're doing, because we don't know any of this to be true, we're dealing with a loss that we just suffered yesterday. It has to be somebody that's going to get this fan base juiced if you decide to do that.
Well, you also need two to tango. Ryan, good phone call. I mean, they'd have to trade him, right? Yeah. Like, I don't think it's going to be easy for the Eagles to find a established upgrade over Jalen. I don't think it's going to be. Of course, I'd want Joe Burrow. I mean, I who wouldn't? But I don't think it's going to be easy. If I had to guess, Jalen's going to be the quarterback next year. But they're going to have a hedge behind him. I think they're going to draft a quarterback. And I don't think they're going to give him an extension this offseason.
What's going to happen is they're probably going to get one of the, you know, who knows, maybe it's like Cliff Kingsbury, Mike McDaniel, one of those kind of guys. Mm-hmm. And then we're really going to find out.
You know what else
do they bring
happen?
Their offense or do we go, it's the same crap again? You know, and then we really have answers.
You know what else is going to happen? Is if all of this is true, this is going to be a Jimmy Johnson, Dan Marino type situation.
What do you mean?
Remember that back in the day where Jimmy Johnson went to Miami and we all knew that Dan Marino was a pocket passer and Jimmy Johnson implemented an offense where he had to move around a lot.
Bootlegs. Yeah.
And he held Dan Marino's feet to the fire and made him do that.
Teaching an old dog new tricks.
Dog.
And that was an old dog.
Dog. I'll never forget that. And it was like, but hey, you got a Hall of Fame quarterback and you have a Hall of Fame coach and they butted heads, but the coach won. I mean, you know, obviously he didn't have the same kind of success in Miami that he had in Dallas.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is this. If we feel or if the Eagles feel that Jalen Hurts was the biggest flaw in this Eagle squad, the next coordinator that comes in here is going to challenge him.
I agree. And with that, and let's assume they have a new coordinator, right? I think that's a fair assumption. Kyle mentioned earlier, is that coordinator allowed to bring his whole offense in?
Yeah.
We heard from Devontae saying that scheme's really been the same scheme since he got here.
Yeah.
So, like, let's say they want Cliff Kingsbury or Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel runs a different kind of offense than the Eagles. I mean, it's way closer to Shanahan and McVay than it is Sirianni, right, and his guys.
Yeah.
It's tons of motion. It's tons of movement. It's throws over the middle. Are they going to allow him to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you know why? Let me tell you. Because there's a lot at play here. Now you're in my wheelhouse because I'm about to directly speak. I feel a little bit
here
better
we
now
go.
I get the record.
I knew we'd bring you back.
Because this is what's going to happen. Okay, say, for instance, we're playing this out. Jalen's here next year, right? We bring in a new offensive coordinator. We might have a hedge with, say, just throw any comparable backup out there. Sure. We're going to bring him back. He's going to bring his backup.
Okay.
Somebody that understands his offense. And they're going to throw Jalen out there, and they're going to run this offense. And you're going to, before they make a move, they're going to let people see what's happening. You know what I mean? There's going to be different motions and different whatever the concepts are. And if Jalen can't do certain things, the conversation is going to change. It's going to be in the you know, when they had the press conferences, well, the quarterback didn't do this, that, or the third. He's not going to be coddled. If he's being coddled, he's not going to be coddled when the new guy comes in. He's going to let it be known that there are certain things that I want to run in his own way. And he's going to, for lack of a better way of saying it, he's going to throw the quarterback under the bus.
Well, I mean, at some point, it has to get better. We all agree on that. The offense needs to get way better. How they get there, that's next. That's what's going to happen next. Our Brandon is in Hamilton. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. Good
hey,
morning.
Brandon.
First time caller here. Kind of pissed off. But Petula needs to go. Devontae said it. The scheme's been the same since he got here. Sirianni's got to go. You guys are saying it. Nobody needs this offensive scheme here. Bring McDaniel, bring Todd Monken, bring somebody back. I got to go watch these framers frame a house. I'm out.
Brandon, mic drop. Boom. You know, the Todd Monken name is interesting because, you know, we always talk about how we wish we could find our Fangio on offense, right? Mm-hmm. Like a guy that, for whatever reason, whether it be age or just be kind of where they're at in their career, they're probably never going to be a head coach. Mm-hmm. Fangio, again, I don't look at Monken as maybe ever a head coach. He's 59 years old, Todd Monken, right? He's not 32, 37, that like he's the next head coach in the NFL. It just might not be his thing. He might never become a head coach. So I thought he did a good job with Lamar. I think he's done a good job in Baltimore for the last few years. That's an interesting name because maybe you could keep him around for a while, Hugh, if he's good and it
works.
An
older guy, kind of like Jim Johnson when he was here.
Yeah.
A little older. You know, he's not the threat to go anywhere or leave. That's something. But again, whoever you bring in here, if Jalen's the quarterback, and if there's some truth, let me say it like that, if there's some truth to Jalen being a guy that is holding the offense back? Because that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Since we're taking the Band-Aids off and we're having accountability today, mm-hmm. let's take the Band-Aid off. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the quarterback holding back the offense, if that's the truth, that you're going to have to have somebody come in here that's going to challenge him and make him uncomfortable. And I tell you what, being in a position where the money that Jalen's making, when you talk about the money that other quarterbacks are making, ain't a whole lot.
Well, so it's gone from top to more towards like 10th or 11th.
Yeah, when to be respectful to that dollar amount, when I say not a whole lot, it's compared to other quarterbacks.
Yeah, compared to us.
Yeah, compared to other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's what they're looking at. So there's a lot that the Eagles are going to have to sit back and try to figure out this offseason.
Well, then there's also the specter of he only has one more year of guaranteed money. Typically, players ask for more money when they're at this stage of their contract.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a fun day around here when that story comes out. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to his phone call coming up. More audio from after the game. Something Saquon said about the mood on the sideline yesterday. Your phone calls on a day we react together. The Eagles season is over way too early. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's take a look at the latest Pro Football Injury Report presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Got a Monday night game tonight, people, and it's the last one of the season. It's one that it's going to hit a little different because football's over for us, but we're going to try to make the best of it. So we got on Houston, a Johnny Carter cornerback. He's on IR. Matter of fact, all of these guys that I'm about to mention to you are on IR. Nobody's really playing tonight. We got Davis Mills. He's questionable. You got Jalen Reed. He's on IR. You got Tank Dell. He's on IR. He's on POP. And on Pittsburgh, you got Isaiah Loudermilk. He's on IR, D tackle. Darnell Washington, tight end. He's out tonight. Calvin Anderson, he's out tonight. Got a lot of people out. So this game tonight, Pittsburgh kind of limped into this one on the end of it. I like Houston defense. So I think I'm going to go with the Houston team. Go Houston, because, you know, the team that we usually root for ain't in it. So we ain't got too much to root for. So I guess tonight it's go Houston. Winning is different with Fanatics Sportsbook when everything is on the line in the playoffs. And this season, you may have heard me talk about my partnership with Fanatics Sportsbook and their one-of-a-kind fair play injury protection. There's no better place to bet on the player props than Fanatics Sportsbook. And Sunday afternoon's action proves my point again. San Francisco and Philly. Start tight end for San Francisco goes down in the second quarter with an injury. Fanatics Fair Play voided all pro player prop bets across straight parlays and same game parlays instantly and let your bets play out. Some books protected your bet from the first quarter. Some discounted your protection for the playoffs, but not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets. I got the numbers here to prove it. Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy saved 30% of all SGPs. Don't wait for the bad beat with other sports books. In the playoffs, bet with the book that always has your back, Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21+. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.